Welcome to today's episode of Turning Readers into Writers. And today I'm asking that all-important question, how do you finish your novel? It's all very well to get started, we get G'd up by the excitement of it all, then the hard work starts, and then we've got to keep our momentum going towards the end. So what kind of things can we do to make sure we keep motivated and keep on pushing through to the end and get our novel finished? Let's have a look. Welcome to the Turning Readers into Writers podcast, where we teach beginner writers how to find the time and the confidence to write their first novel. I'm your host, Emma Desi, and I'm very excited that you're here. Thank you for joining me today, because if you've been longing to write your novel for forever, then this is the place to be. Think of this as your weekly dose of encouragement, of hand-holding, and general cheerleading as you figure out how you're going to write your first novel. Trust me, as a mum of three young kids, I know how tricky it can be to tuck some time aside for yourself on a regular basis. And even when you do find that spare 5 minutes, you can feel so overwhelmed that no writing gets done. Trust me, I have been there, but this podcast is going to help you in practical ways, because once a week I'll be delivering an episode that gives you steps to building a writing routine, encouragement to build your confidence, and cheerleading until you reach the end. Okay, let's start. Have you ever wondered why it's so important to plot your novel? Well, there are three ways that plotting can help you build a successful storyline. First of all, it's easy to get stuck in the quagmire of 50,000 or more words without an escape route. So a plot will help you avoid that. It gives your story a logical structure and it leads your readers smoothly through the story, leaving them wanting reading more. Second of all, it means that you don't have to write so many drafts. By getting your story straight at the beginning, you save a lot of time on the other side. So by being organized and being in charge of your story means you have a lot fewer rewrites to do. And the third thing it can do is eliminate that fear of getting started. It means that you know where you are before you even start writing. Even the simplest of plot lines will give you a signpost to follow. So is plotting something you've struggled with and you'd like to get a handle on? Are you ready to plot your novel? If you are, I would love to invite you into my free 5-day challenge, 5 Days to Plot Your First Novel, where I'll help you get from once upon a time right through to the end. Go to plotyournovel.com and sign up today. There's even prizes and a bonus training at the end of the week. So come on over and join me, and I'll see you there. So you have started your novel. You've managed to get your way halfway through, but you're feeling just fatigued. You're feeling perhaps even a bit bored with your novel. Perhaps you're not feeling that same excitement as you once did. And you're thinking, oh, how can I get to the end? How can I finish my novel? Well, I'm going to suggest three things to you that you need to do, or at least think about. None of it's rocket science, but it does involve consistency and it does involve you honouring your creative self. So if you want to finish your novel, try doing one of these three things, or indeed all three. So the first one is to either figure out why you want to write your novel beforehand, or if you are halfway through, go back and think about, why did you start this novel? Why is it that you wanted to write it? What does it mean to you to finish your novel? Is this just a hobby for you? You know, it's something that you want to do just in your spare time and there's no rush and you'll finish it one day, there's no urgency. Or do you have that burning desire that you want to see your name in print? You want to see your book, your story out there for sale, out there for the world to read, out there on a bookshelf, whether it be virtual or real. Do you want to earn an income from your writing, or do you want to win a literary prize? Once you get clear on why you want to write your book and how important it is to you, it will help keep your story at the forefront of your mind. It'll help keep it top of mind, so you will be happy to spend more time on it. It'll help you on the days that you don't really want to write. You're feeling really uninspired. This will be the kind of imperative reminder that you need to keep on going. It's that why that gives you the strength to dig deep and do the work. It's the thing that will spur you on, even when it's a drag, to take yourself away from your friends, take yourself away from your family, and put those words on paper. But remember too what finishing your novel will do for your confidence. Imagine how proud you're going to be of yourself when you finally type the end. So even if you never redraft your novel, even if you decide this is not the one that's going to be my first published book, you've still got to go through the process of experiencing what it is like to write your first draft, to write your first manuscript from beginning right through to the end. Because when you do that, when you go through that process, when you have that experience, it will change you in ways that you do not yet see, that you do not yet know. It's going to have such a positive impact on how you view yourself as a writer, that that in itself is worth doing, even if you never publish another word. Is this the same for non-fiction? Well, yes, it is. Do think about, if you're writing a non-fiction book, why are you writing this book? Is it because you've been through something difficult and you want to help others who are going through the same situation, that you know you've got a story to share with them, you can help them? Then focus on that when things get tough. Focus on the people that you are going to help with your story. Perhaps you're writing your book to be more of a business card, that you have a startup business, or you have some kind of coaching, or you have some kind of marketing experience that you want to share with people. And is this going to help you sign up new clients? Then keep that in mind. Keep in mind how much you're going to be able to help your prospective clients in the future. This book that you're writing is going to give them a great taste of the way that you work, how you teach, of the knowledge that you've got. And they'll be so impressed with your expertise that they won't be able to help themselves, and they're going to want to work with you. So keep in mind your clients if you're writing more of a business card type book. And I want you to picture your book as well. This is something I recommend all my students do, is picture the book in your mind so you can have a visual representation of it. That can be really, really motivating. And I recommend that you go to somewhere like canva.com and you can design your own book cover. It's not necessarily going to be the final one, but it gives you an image of what your book might look like. You can pin it up beside your desk and it'll just give you that feeling of, wow, look at that. That's what my book is going to look like when it's finished. And that can be a real motivator as well. So finding that all important why is vital if you want to get through to the end of your novel. Now, the second thing I recommend that you do is find an accountability partner of some description. Now, some of you out there, you will know that you work best when you have to meet outer expectations. And this is something that I mentioned before in a previous podcast, is Gretchen Rubin's The Four Tendencies. We each work in different ways. And if you are somebody who finds that they always put other people's needs before their own, if you are, you know, in your paid job, if you've been given a task to do and you're being held accountable for it, that's what spurs you on. You know that you owe something to somebody, they're expecting it from you, so you're going to make sure that that happens. If that's you, then finding an accountability buddy can be really, really invaluable. And I recommend going to somewhere like CritiqueCircle.com. It's a free website where you can find somebody who is writing in the same genre as you, or is at the same level as you, and you can keep each other going. You can be accountability partners. So, you know, you can set dates for each other when you're expecting the next chapter to be drafted. And knowing that someone's waiting for you to read your work, that can be enough of a spur for you. The other thing that's great about having an accountability buddy, and mustn't be underestimated, is how much it will do for you when you are holding someone else accountable. Because seeing that they are bringing their work to you will spur you on, and it will be this kind of dual accountability, whereby not only are you spurred on by your own work, but you're spurred on by your partner's work as well. It compels you to work that little bit harder, and it's a win-win for everybody. Now, if you are like me and accountability buddies don't really work as well, another thing you can try is something like NaNoWriMo, which comes up every November. So you're in time to do it. This can be great because you're only accountable to yourself. There's no prizes involved. There's no winners or losers. The idea of NaNoWriMo, which stands for National Novel Writing Month, is that you are trying to get to 50,000 words within that month. The premise being that if you just sit down and get the words out, if you get 50,000 words down in a month, that's you've got the basis of your story, and then you can spend the following months working on it, expanding it, and so on. But that can work really well for somebody who has made the decision themselves that you know you want to do this for you. You don't need the, you're good at living up to inner expectations. Again, I'll sort of send you back to Gretchen Rubin with that. But you can live up to your own expectations, but it's still nice to be part of something. It's still nice to be involved in something that's bigger than yourself. And if you're like me, who still loved getting a star at the bottom of their work when they were in primary school, or even a happy face, I still love that. It's ridiculous, but those kinds of things still work for me. And one of the things I love about NaNoWriMo is you get badges for lots of different things. So if you've written 3 days on the trot, or if you've reached your 10,000 word mark, little things like that, they'll give you a badge. And if you're, as I say, if you're like me, that works really well, and I feel great when I get my badge. So if you're good at, you know, living up to your inner expectations, something like NaNoWriMo is a great way to start, and I'll put the link in the notes. But if you work better with external accountability, outer expectations, then finding a critique partner somewhere like CritiqueCircle.com, that is a great way for you to find someone who's going to hold you accountable. Now, the third way that I always recommend people help themselves get to the end of the manuscript, or indeed any part of your manuscript, is scheduling in your time. It's something I come back to again and again. It's one of the first things I recommend my students do, because it doesn't really matter how much time or how little time you have available to you. What's important is that you schedule your writing time. Otherwise, it's very unlikely to happen, especially in the beginning, especially when you're transitioning from being a hobbyist to someone who wants to write for a living or is being more intentional with their writing. Now, my guess is that, much like me, you pretty much schedule everything else in your life. You will schedule your working hours into your day. You schedule your children's school hours. You schedule in play dates, the dentist, drinks nights with friends, trips to the cinema, maybe even the date night with your husband, assuming a COVID has gone, of course. But your writing time is no different. When you schedule something into your diary, you are 10 times more likely to turn up and do it for yourself. When you see it in your diary, it brings it top of mind for you. So you're always going to be thinking about your story in between your writing schedules. It's just a way of keeping you close to the fire. It's a way of making sure you've ring-fenced that time for yourself, and that you're much, much more likely to sit down and do the work if you've scheduled it in. Now, does that mean you need to schedule in 40, 50, 60 minutes at a time? No, absolutely not. If you are looking at your diary and you've only got 20 minutes in a day to write, then that's fine. You know, that's the time you use to write. It doesn't need to be for an hour or more. If you've got 10 minutes, if that's what you can spare, then that's the time you've got to write. Do you need a fancy desk to write? Absolutely not. You can write anywhere. Use a table in a cafe, a desk at your local library, the steering wheel of your car, or even, you know, get a hardback book and lie in bed and do it there. Wherever you choose to write, though, set your timer and get cracking. Now, you might not feel like you're writing very much in just 10 minutes or 15 minutes, but when you add that up over a month, you will be amazed at how much you get written. It all does add up. It reminds me of Anne Lamott's motto, which is bird by bird. You just need to do a little bit at a time. Now, if you want help finding time to write, trying to find those little spaces in your day when you can write, you can download my free cheat sheet, which has 30 ideas of how you can find the time to write. It'll give you lots of ideas. But ultimately, it's up to you. You know, how much do you want to write this book? How long are you going to let either other people, or how long are you going to let life get in the way? You know, how important is it to you? There's no doubt about it. It takes time to write a full-length novel, especially when it's your first. But you have it in you. You do have the ability. You've just got to find a way of making the writing life work around the rest of your life. And, you know, if you employ one or more of these ideas above, you're going to have no problems getting to the end. You know, if you remember why you want to do this, this will help you. If you find yourself someone to be accountable to, this will help you. But my number one trick always is to schedule in the time. I remember when I first started writing, I was a stay-at-home mum. I had 3 children under the age of 5. I was absolutely overwhelmed. I was trying to manage postnatal depression, and I really did not think I had it in me to write anything. Then I watched an interview with a writer called Elizabeth Kostova, and she wrote an amazing book called The Historian. Turns out she too was a stay-at-home mum, and she too had 3 young children. And Kostova said that because she had these young kids at home and she was a stay-at-home mum, she didn't have long periods of time to write. You know, her evenings weren't her own. Her weekends weren't her own. So she had to write what she could when she could. And that meant if she had only 10 minutes here or 20 minutes there, then she grabbed that opportunity. And that's what I recommend you do. Wherever you have that time, grab the opportunity. That was definitely the light bulb moment for me. You can only write what you can, when you can. And if you do that on a consistent basis, in no time at all, you will finish your novel. So the question now is, what will you do? All right, I hope those 3 ideas have been useful to you. I hope you'll take at least one of them and start implementing it and then shaping it and growing it to fit your own life. As I say, the number one hint I have for everybody is to schedule in your time. If it ain't scheduled, it ain't gonna happen. So do yourself that favor and make sure you find the time in your week to do some writing. Take care for now, and I will see you again soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's show. Now, if you'd like to find some more ways to write, you can download my free cheat sheet, 30 Top Tips to Find Time to Write, by going to emmadesi.com/30toptips. If you'd like to connect with me, you can find me on Facebook at Emma Desi Author. And if you're enjoying the podcast so far, please don't forget to leave a review wherever you download your podcasts. It really does help new listeners find the show. And of course, I appreciate your support. Until next time, keep writing.